pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor up for public comment. Anyone that decides to raise their hand and be acknowledged by the board, they need to stand up, state their name, their address, and please address the dais. Anyone? John, please.
Yes, I know. John Warren, 26 Albany Avenue. I got a letter the other day about my car. I think, Laura, you must have took the pictures, didn't you?
I didn't take them, but no, they were taken, yes.
It looked like your car in a picture, that's why I thought that. No. But anyway, where we live on Route 20, you get all these people come from Massachusetts, and we can't wash our garbage cans and you put them out here 24 hours a day, because as soon as you blink an eye, somebody's stopping and putting something on top of it. I mean, is the garbage company instructed not to pick up with the lids up?
They have been and do. Depends on the driver. I can't answer that question.
I've talked to
that would be a lot cheaper than having to write all these letters out.
John, I talked to Matt Curley, who's the director of Oswama. I mentioned what happened when the pictures were taken. He has contacted County Waste. They don't have a problem picking up the trash if the lids are open. They don't have a problem if there's extra bags. Alongside, they know that they got to be purchase bags, the green bags, not the white ones, and the light green ones. However, in the case of one of the pictures, he did tell the drivers that they're not allowed to pick that up. Where the situation where there was a lot of material outside.
My tenant had a lot of furniture out there and stuff like that.
Right.
A pretty good home. It all went away, believe me.
Okay.
It was in that day. And one other thing, on April 23rd, maybe the attorney can adjust this. I don't know. Someone's shaking their head already. I don't know.
No, I'm not shaking my head. I'm smiling.
Oh. Anyway, the ambulance
gives you more power than I think I have.
The ambulance showed up. And I got a colossus. I got a lot of friends out there. If I get a call, it's 26 Albany, they call because I'm a little older now. They want to know if I'm all right, you know what I mean? And I go outside, and the person was sitting on a bench waiting for the ambulance. So I got dressed and go out, and the people were in the ambulance. And it was the police force, which is a guy, one officer, maybe a trainee on the 23rd. A tall guy. It looks like a foreign guy or something. I don't know.
It was me?
No. You don't look foreign, no.
You thought I was there.
No. One of your police officers.
It was one of the village police officers, yeah.
Well, village police officer, yeah. And he started walking toward one apartment, and I said, nobody's there. And he come back to the other apartment, and I said, they're in the ambulance. He says, you get back where you belong. I mean, I don't know where I belong on my own property. And then he walks over and walks right in another apartment without even walks right in. Now the officer that must have been instructed him, because I think are they on the village payroll? Those?
No.
They're not.
They do not get paid for their training time. No.
Yet they got that authority?
They are trainees. Yes.
But do they have that authority?
When you say authority, they are off. They
you
are officers
get where you belong. And walk in somebody's house?
They had the same authority as a police officer. They are officers in training. They completed the academy. They're sworn in. They're sworn officers.
Well, the academy, I don't know if that's legal to walk into somebody's house, because I already told them the people, the ambulance, are already in the ambulance. And meanwhile, he walks over here and walks right in the house. And I says to him, now the other officer gets out of the car, comes around, and I say, hey, you, what are you doing? You need a search warrant? Oh, we don't need none of that stuff. I mean, they walk in people's houses. Is that legal?
If they think there's a medical emergency, I guess they can.
Yeah, but it's already told they're in the ambulance.
I can't explain why that would happen.
I can look into it. It would be good, though, if you could when this, if anything like this happens again.
I mean, this is what we got to look forward to with a new police officer.
But Mr. Warner, when you do see this, you need to contact somebody right away. I mean, this was almost a month ago at this point. I need to know about it. That's fine, but I do need to know about this right when it happens. So if there is something I need to address,
you won't do it again.
I will address it, but I can't address it a month later and expect to know what happened. So
well,
I'm going to
say nothing about it.
No, I can say it to him now, but it would be helpful if I know right away. Because what if it happened 3 days later as well? You know, we want to nip things in the bud.
Well, my thing is, I mean, it wasn't too long ago. Somebody had a problem with the police officers. So they brought all the officers in here so they could meet the board members. Remember that?
All the officers meeting the board members?
Yeah, so they could recognize them. One of the board members had a problem with a new police officer or something. So they could show the board what the board members look like. I mean, now we got a new guy just got out of school and treating the village residents like this. He's not even out of force yet.
Well, again, Mr. Warner, I'll investigate.
We ought to look at this guy a little bit, make sure you want him. I mean, maybe.
And they're inviting you whether you approve the permit or not.
That's right.
What are you going to do, you know?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the permit.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I just follow up for a second? It would be good if we get back to Chip as quickly as possible with who wants to march in parade, as well as anybody who wants to make any comments during the ceremonies, just so he can organize them.
That's usually my Memorial Day job.
So maybe by the end of the week, if you're going to plan to do it, please let
somebody know. Yeah, if you just send me an email.
Or could you send it all so we know, I guess?
Yeah.
Send it to everybody.
Oh, sure.
Okay, next under new business is the speed indicator signs and the DOT update.
Okay, so I've been in contact with DOT. DOT must love us. Regarding the installation of the speed indicator signs that we plan to purchase before the end of the fiscal year, and as well as one next year. I spoke to Reed Schultes. He's in charge of signage in the Office of Traffic Safety and Mobility in Region 1. And he basically told me the requirements for the signs. There's only two. They can't have strobing lights on them, and the ones we plan to purchase do not have strobing lights. And the location of the sign must be a certain distance after the regulatory sign, which is the actual speed limit sign. They recommend 200 feet beyond the regulatory sign. We'll also be required to obtain a highway work permit from the state. I have the form. It's a PERM 33 or something like that. I'm sure we've had to fill it out for some other stuff. Now, as we discussed in the past, I think we had talked about putting the most logical place for the first sign was going to be in Albany Avenue coming in from Skodak. And there's a 35 mile an hour sign right before the bridge, or right before the Glacial. So if we went 200 feet past that, and we'd be down around 35 Albany Ave, or so.
Does it have to be after the state sign? Can it be before the state sign?
It has to be after that sign.
Can we move the state sign?
Well, that's a good question. No, that's a good question.
Can we move it more towards the bank?
I can ask them if they're willing to move it.
I mean, that would get us in a better position. Actually, it'd probably end up in front of John's house.
They're having a problem.
Yeah. There's a concrete wall down there about this high. That would actually protect the sign. You know where the concrete wall is? So nobody can hit it with snow piles or what have you. And it's about that high above the ground.
The tall curb, right?
The road raises up. The sidewalk raises up.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be left. After not having anything happen to it there, I would think. You know, the snow wouldn't hit it from the snow clouds because it's up in the air higher. It'd still be visible. But that wall is about that high, that concrete wall.
Or
this is about That's about at 35.
It's about the same area. Yeah. Right? Same area we're talking about.
Or if the other way to look at it is the state sign farther into the village. And then
you can be beyond 200 feet. You just can't be
shorter
than
200.
So you could put the thing in front of Stewart's and be more than 200 feet.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's kind of
I know what you're trying to say, but I think that the way the sign is set up at 35 is because the speed limit changes at the village line.
Right.
And it's 45 in Skodak. Mm-hmm. So to move it up by the corner of the bank is to move it out of the village. I'm just anticipating what the state's
and moving it into the 45 mile an hour zone.
Right.
Zone.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
But you know.
So what we should do is get Tony to measure it out
mm-hmm.
from that sign where 200 feet actually is, so we have a better idea. I mean, I think it's around.
Yeah, but still, and if you could still pose a question, so
can we? Okay. How where they can move that if they can move it more. Sure. Yep, I can do that.
Okay.
The thing is that we only have a couple weeks left in the year,
yep.
So we need to spend that.
We need to spend May 31st.
To buy that first sign. I think the reason why we held it up was to see if they were willing to do it. They're happy to do it. You know, as long as we meet their requirements. I think we can meet their requirements.
Okay.
So.
And I think there was a question too about the pole and stuff. I think it was we were going to buy that pole
right.
from the company.
Right, and we decided to buy the pole and everything,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, the installation kit, right? Didn't it? I think it's like 55, wasn't it? Something.
Okay. But we're going to install it.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. we have to buy the kit from them. Mm-hmm. That way there's no question that it's done right with their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming Tony and Jake.
So do we need to make a resolution to purchase, I don't even know what off the top of my head, what was the cost?
It was
55 or something? Or?
Well, it was 4,000
plus
the
kit.
The pole.
Right. So
the kit wasn't that much.
No, I thought it was like $4,600 for the total.
Yeah.
And we have our quotes. We don't need to make
a resolution.
We
okay.
have our quotes. We have our documentation.
All right. Got in on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll follow up on that.
Under other new business, the water bill adjustments and a review. We have Maureen Selry reduced 2 people from 190 to 160. Kathleen Bowman reduced 2 people, 205 to 160. Walter Weiss reduced the water and garbage for vacant home, 53 Westbrook.
You'll see in your packet that I gave you the paperwork on Walter Weiss. He put a little note on it. He re-examined the water and records bills for the 53 Westbrook. House was vacant for 3 years.
Yeah, we can't go back.
Right, and I told him that.
So we'll have to look into the water regs and see what the adjusted figure will be for him and from the next next water billing, right?
So, just a little backup. We need to make motions on the other two, so I'll do that in
okay.
a second. But to get to Walter Weiss's letter, water, whether water is turned on and you're using it, or water is turned off. If it's off, it's 80% of the base, or 80% of the base plus the bond.
Right.
So that would be on the water bill for Walter, and not looking backwards. So even though some things might have been levied, they're still due. As for the trash, every unit pays trash, whether you use it or not. I know there's a board member here that has 2 extra garbage cans. We just don't say you're not there. Our vacant people get trash. You know, Gil Black down on Chatham. He's been gone 6-7 years. We still have a trash bill. We know nobody's there, but there is a trash bill. So
we don't have a mechanism.
We don't have a mechanism. No.
For the trash.
And I'd like to really, maybe next fiscal year, look at our MSW and our recycling and start to look at the trends and where it goes, and maybe having the 2 different, you know, totes or going to a smaller tote. I think there's many options. So I'll follow back up on that, but I'll make a motion to reduce Maureen's salary's water rate, base water rate, and this is the total, so what was her base water rate?
190.
Well, that's what the bond, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So 140.
140 to 140.
140 to 110.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to reduce Kathleen Bowman's water rate from 205 to 110 with a $50 bond.
Was that two people there before four
she
people?
Had five people.
Five.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Whatever.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to reduce Walt Weiss's water rate to the 80% of the base rate plus the bond.
Where does that say that? 80%?
In the water
it's
rate.
In
the water
rate.
Rate.
Okay. All right.
And that's for next billing, right? For this billing.
That's for
October.
October's billing. Yeah. This billing.
Well, no, we could. Did he?
He's not paid April. We can adjust the April bill.
We could adjust the April. We'll adjust this
okay.
April.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, before we go to the resolutions, floor will be open for public comments. Yes, Bill.
Hi, I'm Bill Ayer from Portland Drive. As you know, I'm the one who posted the letter on the assessment. I'd like to point out something. I did the same thing that the Rensselaer County would do to figure out what actual assessment is. You take the valid sales from the time that we spent the $20,000 plus to get the new assessment, and compare that with the actual sale values, fair market sale values, of what's happened in the past 12 years. Okay. As you can see, the difference is not much, but it points something out. There were eight increases in the assessed value and eight decreases. In order to arrive at 100%, you have to take the assessed value and compare it with the sale value. What happens with these figures that you have here, although it's not shown on here, the village right now is at 102% of value. Okay? What does that mean? That simply means that the assessed value is higher than what the sale value is. Now, do you really want to spend money to arrive at the same thing that the state or the rest of the county is going to arrive at? Whoever is going to ride herd on this, and it will take some time, I suggest that you go to Rensselaer County and say, look, we're thinking of becoming a part of it. We've taken all the valid sales that have occurred since the last assessment, and based on what we're seeing here, we're at 102%. Do you really think it's, and ask this of Rensselaer County, do you really think it's necessary to do anything at this point? Do you want to increase the assessments? I don't think so. We're not decreasing the thing. And the other thing to remember is you can't cherry pick these differences. You can't go in and say, oh, look at this piece of property. It's over-assessed right now. I think we ought to drop it down to a reasonable figure. On the other hand, you've got one that's assessed too low. You can't just cherry pick that and assess it, okay, on your own. The same percentage has to apply across the board. You're going to have to notify every one of us 442 plus people in writing what you intend to do, okay? And then you've got to spend the money to go ahead and get it done. Do you really think it's worth it? I don't think so. Not at this time. If we were a town like Skodak, who incidentally is going to do this, where you have several thousand pieces of property and many hundreds of sales, yeah, it's worth doing it. Okay, the state will participate in it, and you'll come up with a figure that would make some sense. But for 16 pieces here, I think you're wasting your time. And it's going to be time on all of you, because you're going to have to sit out here. If somebody contests what you come up with, you're going to have to sit down and listen to them. So anyway, that's my advice. Take it for what you need. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Any comments from the board? Yes, John.
The mill is, when they mill it grows, the bill is going to get those, I hope?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to talk to them.
And it's a good thing for the village that Tony could use them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the cemetery could use them. They're looking for them. I know they are.
Okay.
I mean, you know. And the other thing is, they're going to do Tremont Drive instead of pave it?
Well, it was on the list, yeah.
Are they looking at that? They've worked the water better than what it has been, so maybe when they do pave it?
The issue over there is not, you know, it's not with the street. It's the houses and the lawns are depressed over there, lower than the street. Okay, so when you get rain, water collects on the backside, you know, in the yards of the houses. I mean, that when I go over with the fire department, that's what we're always pumping it off. We pump it
coming from the front end?
No, we pump it out into the street and it just goes down the road and goes into the catch basin. I mean, they have some issues over there which we need to look at. But the issue over there from what I see so far, I mean, is that the road is higher than what the lawns are in front of the house, and in some cases higher than the houses. And at this point, you can't just lower the street because the, you know, it's got water mains and everything else under it, so you'd be taking the cover off the water mains. No. And that's, you know, and that was one of the things when I talked to him. I made sure of that we had good pitch from the driveways back out to the street so that any water that was on the street stayed in the street and got into the catch basins and didn't flow into the neighbor's yards. That was, you know, one of the things that I was very explicit with him about.
One more thing. I wonder if it'd be worthwhile to talk to Mr. Hansen about when the school gets out, when the school buses come down and get out. That John Street and Albany Avenue is bad. You got tractor trailer trying to make a right hand turn. You got school buses coming out, and it runs like this. All Hanson has to do within the time period, not all day long. I mean, maybe whatever the school gets out, like say they get out 3:00, from 2:45 to, if he has a truck come in, go up to the red light, go down, and go down post office, go that way. Instead of having everybody turn in the same way. It's a narrow street right there. It's just a matter of coordinating and asking them to do it. And I'm sure he'd be glad to do it. You know, there's something to think of where I might want to think
about. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Can I just address the Tremont? I placed a call to Kathy Primo at the county garage for Wayne Bonestand, Scott Gallery to come back out and assess the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you available at their schedule, or is there certain days?
Because
it's hard to get their calendar, so I'm just like, whatever they do.
Yeah, the sooner the better. The sooner I know, the more, you know, the more lead time I have, the better the odds.
Does anybody else want to be included?
Yeah.
Guy? Mm-hmm. Guy? Okay.
I can see
you. Yeah, you can put my name on the list also.
Yeah.
I just have to wait. Well, it'll be based on my schedule.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other further comments? Yes, Donna.
I wanted to ask you, if there was an assessment, you would hire a company to come in and do that. Who would you probably get?
It would be an individual, not a company. His name is Bob Hildebrandt.
One person would do it?
Just one person, yep.
Only because I listened to Bethlehem. They're having a wonderful time with, what is it, Gar?
Gar, yeah.
Yeah,
others
are having a
wonderful
time.
Okay. Tom?
I just wanted to
make sure.
Just curious, the property that's, I guess, now owned by the fire company, what? Is there
on the corner?
No, is there plans? Are there, looks like they're undertaking work? I'm not sure exactly what they're doing.
I don't know, they got a building permit in there?
They
just put stone down.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
As far as I know, I'm not involved with that project, but as far as I know, they're putting stone down so that they can park over there is all they're doing.
All right, well, is that considered a separate lot? Has that been?
Well, it is a separate lot, mm-hmm. at this point.
I mean,
yes, they haven't incorporated it. I don't think they joined the two pieces together.
Okay, because my reason for asking is, obviously, we just went through the Cumberland Farms sort of setback thing, and obviously there's requirements associated with particular setbacks. I just want to make sure whatever the fire company is doing,
mm-hmm.
the in accordance with the property.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if a permit is needed, you know, Gary should say something to the fire department. I'm sure they, you know, they get with them and figure out what they have to do.
Well, I see that they're doing, it seems like they're actively doing work before they get too far down the road, and I just want to make sure that they're doing the components with, you know, with things. So I don't know if somebody maybe wants to mention something to them.
Well, I can mention it to them.
Maybe Charlie.
I guess the first thing we need to know is we need to know what they need a permit for, if they need a permit.
I can send an email to Gary if asking to check.
Well, we need to contact the fire department to you know, and then depending on,
they're not building any structures over there. Yeah, I can tell you that.
But depending on what they say, then we can move forward and contact Gary if.
All right, do you want me to give them a call?
The fire department?
Yeah.
Yeah, just find out what the, you know, what their plans are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can move forward to with Gary. Any other comments? Okay, seeing there's no comments, no further comments, we move to the resolution, the BAS tax collection billing agreement.
So I just wanted to give some background on that. When we did our budgeting last year, we talked about getting the BAS software module and starting out with just the tax utility or the tax collection system. And you can add modules to that, and you can add your utilities, and you can also add billing to it, meaning we can print our own bills. I just think this will be a better way for tracking and entering the information, and just the push of the button will give us the levied taxes that need to go on instead of where Missy has to read a bunch of stuff. So I think it's a good thing. So I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the BAS tax collection billing agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so this is, so we're going to forget that one because that's down below.
Okay, next on the resolution is a unified solar permit for the village of Nassau.
So in
did
the
we
region,
just skip one? We're
going to 50. No, that one I just crossed off. It's down below. That's why it was duplicate. It was my error. Over the next couple of years, the governor's making a push for small scale PV systems. The board was given a recent press release by the governor. NYSERDA has some incentives for municipalities to adopt a permitting process. And I gave everybody had a copy. I provided it to Dave. It's a simple page that it will assist Gary in going through and reviewing for it. And then if we adopt this, we're eligible to get $2,500 back just for adopting this unified permit system. So as well as that, I set the unified permit fee at $150, and speaking with other municipalities, they said to the degree that somebody needs to really look at these systems to be installed, the electrical, the whole.
Do we have someone that can do that, though?
Gary will, as code, has to have that training, and right now that training is rolling out. Well, Gary just did the library.
Okay.
Gary did the library. So I'd like to make a motion that the village adopt the unified permit for the small PV system.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. And I just have some language here that I'll give to you, Missy, on the adoption.
Next under the resolution is the unified permit fee.
So, again, at the conference, Trustee Forte and I were at some sessions, and they have an energy smart climate community. And what that means is there's 10 key elements to becoming this community. And there'll be a list. I mean, there's 10 here. Missy, if we could get it on the website, that I think really encourages us, not only as municipalities, but our residents, to become more mindful of energy and the way the reducing the REGI or the greenhouse gases, and just becoming more energy efficient. And this model pledge, you know, there's some of these things that David brought up, was promote climate protection through community land use planning, which I think is in perfect unison with our master plan committee. And once we become or adopt these key elements, we are eligible for some technical assistance through our regional Economic Development Council to help us and guide us through these processes. So I'd like to make a motion that we adopt and implement the energy or the smart climate smart community pledge.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay, so do you want me to read them for you?
No.
Okay. So there's a few changes.
So the unified permit we already did, right?
What was that?
The unified permit.
Yes.
We already did.
Yeah, yes. We already did that. And we'll put our logo on it
right.
And just brand it with that. Yep.
This is
that one's out.
Okay, motion to transfer the following funds.
Pasanella Fuel Cell.
Pasanella Fuel Cell.
That came in, right?
Yes.
That's the one?
Yes.
And that's included in that 32, right, that we're transferring? In the water fund, right?
Yes. Yes, and there'll be some more transfers at the year-end meeting, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
The following motion is to transfer these funds, 8621.04 from 1325.4 Treasurer CE to 1325.1 Treasurer PS Personal Services.
We'll do them all at once.
$570 from 1355.4 Assessment Contractual to 1325.1 Treasurer Personal. $549.54 from 1355.4 Assessment Contractual to 8010.4 Zoning Contractual. $5,600 from 5110.4 General Repairs Contractual to 5110.2 General Equipment. $8,324 from 5142.4 Snow Removal Contractual to 5142.1 Snow Personal Service. $7,500 from 3120.1 Police Personal Service to 3120.4 Police Contractual. $500 from 1110.2 Justice Equipment to 1110.11 Justice Clerk Personal Service. $347.97 from 1110.4 Justice Contractual to 1110.11 Justice Clerk Personal Service. $3,040 from 9015.8 Police and Fire Retirement to 9010.8 State Retirement. $2,002 from 8310.4 Administrative Contractual to 8310.1 Administrative Personal Service. $1,400 from 1990.4 contingency to 8330.4 purification contractual, and $5,500 from 8336.4 distribution water rents to 8340.2
transmission distribution
equipment.
I think we missed one, didn't we?
The first one.
This first one.
No, we're not doing the first one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor of the following funds being transferred?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Next is to audit the bills. Bills number 373 through number 415 in the amount of $29,263.14 in the general fund and $32,954.83 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.